This presentation has been previously broadcast.
All right, let's pray. Let's pray, pray, pray. We'll pray the chaplain of Divine Mercy. I do want to pray for Congressman Fortenberry, Dr. Camosi, all those who are bringing some sanity to our culture, right? I mean, we are living in a time where life, of course, is threatened. And you might have somebody right now who is in a very dangerous situation. Yeah, I mean, maybe they're at the end of life and you might see care being rationed. Let's pray for those in the medical community. Let's pray for those in elected office. Let's pray for you. Whatever your deepest need or intention is, we can certainly do that. And do me a favor, too. Tell one other person about the chaplain. I think it's such a great way to get more people plugged in. Send them a tweet or an email or just a quick text. Say, hey, why don't you join us? They can listen at relevantradio.com or they can listen on the station you're listening to, or they can use the mobile app. Lots of great ways to get plugged in. But we'll pray together. Oh, by the way, today, very quickly here, Mass was offered for you. I don't know if you know that or not. There was a Mass offered for you and for your intentions. If you have joined me about a year, 2 years ago, I had this inspiration. And I thought, we pray together every afternoon here, and it's always so powerful. Because when two or more gathered, we know Christ said he would be with us. He'd be present. And I just think of the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, who knows how many people at any one time around the world are now praying the chaplet together. And I just thought, you know what? There's a power, and we're hearing miracles every day when we gather in this particular time frame. But wouldn't it be great if outside of this particular moment, right, like in the morning on my way to Mass, if I would pray for you, or during my rosary, or, when I'm spending time with the Lord in adoration. I mean, there's so many different times I'm in prayer, and I always bring you to the Lord. But I said, imagine if everyone else did the same thing. For that mother right at that moment was thinking about aborting her child, or for the father that was tempted with infidelity, or the person, that just was approaching death. I mean, so many different needs. And so I asked the network, so let's set something called the Divine Mercy Intercessors. And if you signed up, all you do is put your name and your email in, you can become a Divine Mercy Intercessor. But the only thing we ask you to do is commit to prayer. Say, okay, in addition to this chaplet here, when I spend some time in prayer, I'll pray for my spiritual family. If you do that, then, I try to write you a couple times a year, but the real benefit of it is there's a Mass offered for you four times a year. Every quarter, I have a Mass offered for you. And today was the quarterly Mass for the Divine Mercy Intercessor. So there's nothing more efficacious, nothing more powerful than the sacrifice of the Mass for your intentions. And I just want you to know that you were prayed for. So if you want to join, you can go to mercy@relevantradio.com, mercy@relevantradio.com. That's the email. Forgive me. You can email there your intentions, too. If you go to relevantradio.com and just go to the Faith tab, you can drop down the window. You'll see Divine Mercy Intercessor. Sign up, but know that prayers are coming your way. Whether you sign up or not, I'm always praying for you. If you're part of this family here, count on my deepest prayers. Hey, I'm joined by two friends from Texas. They made their way up to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Actually, they're staying a little bit north of that, and they have a beautiful family, beautiful daughters, but they came without them this time, and I'm joined by Alfredo and Susan, and it's good to have you both with me today. Thank you for praying with me in the studio here. How was your trip up?
I was good. We flew into Chicago, and that was the first time that we'd flown since the whole...
Yeah, because normally you drive, right?
Yeah, normally we drive, because normally we bring the whole...
And that's what, a 20-some-hour drive?
Without stopping, it's 22 hours.
Ugh. Yeah, so... Wow, and with five girls, right?
Yes, sir. Five daughters, and you haven't seen them in a couple of years.
Drew, no, but
they're all high school age and above now.
Oh.
So they're all
You'll be empty nesters before you know it, because that's what happens. Once those girls get to high school, they get their licenses, they start to drive. You never see your kids anymore. It's like they're always out somewhere. That's great.
Absolutely. So we're happy to be here. We actually went to the shrine this morning and really good help, and we offered our Mass for. Everyone has been praying today.
Were you bummed out? Were the girls bummed out they couldn't come? Because I know they always have a good time up here. Or did they say, oh, thank God I don't have to be in the car for 25 hours?
Well, I think they're, conceptually they're probably missing being here, but they're also happy not to have to, as you said, travel with Dad in the car for
a little reprieve. So long. Well, that's great. Well, Susan, thank you for being here, too. It's always good.
Thanks, Drew. It's good
and
seeing you again.
You have a beautiful singing voice, too. I wish people could hear that, too.
Maybe one day.
Another great gift. So it's great to have both of you praying. Let's pray right now. Amen. And we could talk a little bit afterwards. I just discovered, I didn't realize this, but you are into the angels.
I am.
And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about angels on the other side. I've had some encounters with them. I'm sure you must have. Can't wait to hear those stories. So let's ask our angels to pray with us as well. But anything you want to lift up as we begin the chaplet you'd like to pray for?
You know, there's, I was hearing your interview earlier about just how secularized things are becoming and how, not even just secularized, but even anti-faith and anti-family. And we've seen that so much in what we viewed as good Catholic marriages, good, strong Catholics who have just unfortunately succumbed to the evils and temptations of this world and is destroying a lot of marriages. Yeah. And so I want to pray for all of our friends who are basically dealing with those situations right now and their children.
Yeah, it's a great intention. I just had a conversation with some people here at the network about how important it is to highlight good marriages and work on it. Anything you want to pray for, Susan? Are you okay?
I'd like to pray for all the youth in the world. They are, if you give them the chance, they are so open to Jesus and to his love. So for all the youth and for all those men and women struggling with pornography.
Oh, amen to that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
And if you could pray for my wife, I would appreciate it today. It's one of my big intentions. She broke her foot, or broke a bone in her foot. I shouldn't make it sound more dramatic than it is, but she's in a big old, you know, blow-up cast, one of those casts you have to wear, big old boots. And I know it's been frustrating for her, and it's been great discomfort. So I just ask God's healing touch on her, and I want to pray for you and for, of course, all of your intentions. I want to pray for the recovery of Kay Burke, too, as I've been praying for on the air with you many times. A great supporter here at Relevant Radio. Just a wonderful lady and a real victim soul. Our first call today comes from Marcy. She's praying in Plainview, Texas. Hi, Marcy. Good afternoon.
Hi, dear. Thank you for taking my call. I have two intentions. The first intention is for my daughter, Liliana. A couple of weeks ago, you prayed for her. She has been home for a year, online school, all of that. We're getting back to the swing of things. We took her to a camp. She's at home now, and we're pretty sure that she has COVID. It's taking her down pretty hard. She's 13, she loves Relevant Radio and the chaplet, and so I just pray that she has a speedy recovery with no complications. My second request would be for the conversion of my brother. It's been a prayer for a long time. He got married 10 years ago, was the person that you would least expect to leave the church, but he got married into the Methodist church. He's also in the music ministry, but he's now in seminary, and now he's a pastor. And so I just pray that he will one day return back to the church.
You know how I feel about this prayer, Marcy. You know, I'm so confident that our prayers bring conversion. And apparently he loves the Lord. That's the first step. It's good. He's not separated from Jesus. But Let's really pray through the Chaplet of Divine Mercy and the promises that the Lord gave to St. Faustina for his conversion, that the blinders will come off and that he can find himself back into the sacramental life of the church, the fullness of faith in the Church of Jesus Christ, established. That's not to diminish anybody else's faith, and I hope you don't interpret it that way, but that's my prayer for him, and I believe God will bring him back. But let's pray for your 13-year-old daughter right now. I pray against COVID, and for anyone who's battling it, we pray it will not be the Delta variant, and I just pray for those who have comorbidities or other complications, that they will be protected. And Lord, I pray for the vanquishing, the complete eradication, the end of this pandemic as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Joshua is praying with us in Minnesota. Joshua, good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Drew, thanks for taking my call. I'm praying for my mom for the ring in her ear and till it goes away and for her hair grows back and for my dad's friend who just died from COVID recently and for the end of abortion.
What a great prayer. Joshua, thank you. Thanks for calling in. And I want you to know, and we might have talked in the past, but your prayers are especially powerful. My mother was sick at one point when I was a little boy about your age, and I remember praying really hard to God, and she was healed in such a profound way. And your mom's going through a tough time with that hair loss. Let's pray for her. Let's pray for those with COVID. Let's pray for all those intentions. But Joshua, I'm going to pray for you, for all your personal intentions, those you voiced, but that God will give you grace so you may grow up and have a very special relationship with him. And Lord, I pray for all of our children. Pray for those who do not know you. I pray for those away from the faith. I pray for the conversion of our family and our loved ones. Pray for their protection as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, as always, you can send us your petitions, drew@relevantradio.com and on Twitter, @DrewMarianiShow. Please follow us both on Facebook and Twitter. And Patrick's been monitoring our Twitter feed. Great way to sneak your intention in. He's looking at it right now. Patrick, what's coming in?
Yes, Julie is praying for the repose of the soul of her Aunt Nancy. Aaron is praying for the people of Cuba. Cindy is praying for two of her grandsons who both have a respiratory virus. Matilda is praying for her health and that she finds employment. And Maria is praying for the conversion of her family.
All right, let's lift up those intentions and we'll bring Maureen from Scottsdale, Arizona into this third decade as well. Maureen, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to pray for Peter, who is a teenager with Down syndrome, who went walking the family dog this morning and has been missing since.
Well, Maureen, let's pray for him, okay? Let's pray for him. He's 17 years old with Down syndrome and went missing. It sounds horrible. But here's the thing, and I've seen innumerable now. I can't even count how many times tensions like this have come in. And our united prayers have worked a miracle. We've seen the fruit of it. We've seen those who've had silver alerts and amber alerts, those lost in forests and woods, those kidnapped, those missing on beaches, crowded beaches, little kids, all found through this prayer. So right now, Lord, I intercede. I take Maureen and all of her personal intention. She didn't voice anybody. I pray for her. I pray for this 17-year-old and this family of this missing child. And I just ask that this child can be reunited. And I thank you in advance for how you are now hearing these prayers. So I pray for this intention. And again, I pray for those who are lost, Lord. They have strayed from the path of God, that you may draw them back to your merciful heart. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, next call comes from Patrick. He's praying in St. Paul, Minnesota. Patrick, thanks for joining us. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Drew. And to your guests there as well. Thank you very much for having this ministry, Drew. It means an awful lot to me. And also, I have your Divine Mercy booklet, and I'm actually reading it right now on the stoop of my house.
That's fantastic.
I'm asking first for my wife, Mary, who's been suffering from stage 4 cancer for 5 years now.
Wow.
And she's doing as well as she can, but it's difficult. And she also damaged the vertebrae in her spine about 4 weeks ago. So she's going through some pain with that as well. And I know Jesus asks for big things. Yeah. And so I'm asking for something really big now. I'm asking for, if it's his will, for a miracle for healing for my wife. Thanks again, Drew, and all your listeners.
Hey, Patrick, how long have you been married?
Oh, 30 years.
Wow, what a beautiful marriage. All right, well, I know how much you love your wife, and I love your faith, and I'm with you. Let's pray for big things, because God is bigger and greater than stage 4 metastatic cancer. You know, I believe that. You know, we always have to pray for submission to God's will. I spoke about that yesterday. God will bring good out of this situation, but I'm going to pray for miracles, just as the friends lowered their lame friend through the roof and Christ healed him, and just as so many interceded on behalf of others. Heavenly Father, I turn to you on behalf of Patrick and his wife, who's been suffering a long time, and I ask your mercy that there will be a turn of events now in terms of her health. And I draw into this intention everyone battling cancer, everyone waiting these test results, everyone concerned about their treatments, and if it's through immunotherapy or radiation treatment or chemo or whatever it is, Lord, then that's the method to healing. We thank you for that. But I also ask for your divine touch. I ask that you touch these souls who are now crying out to you, and that this be a time of great miracles, many answered prayers. I pray against cancer, and I put these intentions at the foot of the cross of your divine Son, and I pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And Patrick, I know you're reading the book. You know, that chapter on trust is so important, and you'll see the great miracles that have taken place through divine mercy. And some of them have led to beatification and the canonization of St. Faustina. So keep praying and pray big and trust completely. John is listening in New Jersey. John, thank you for joining us. Good afternoon.
Hey, Drew. Thanks for taking my call. I've called before about my granddaughter. She's 21 months old now with leukemia, and she was diagnosed at 6 months. She was in the hospital for 9 months. And she finally had a bone marrow transplant, and she almost died twice, but Right now, her blood work looks very good, and I attribute that to all the prayers, and I really thank you for your ministry. It's been tremendous.
Well, thank God,
She's doing well now, and she's home now with her parents, and
great.
I just want to hope that she continues to do well.
Well, let's do that, John. We'll pray for that beautiful gift of life God has given to you, the grandfather, his granddaughter, yours. We'll lift her up, and boy, leukemia is a tough thing. And Lord, I pray against the cancer of the blood. I pray against leukemia. I thank you for John. I give you every one of his personal needs. He didn't voice any, but I give you this little girl. He said, bring the children unto me. I lay her in your arms. I ask you just to press her to your merciful heart. And in diary entry, I think it's 11:28, the Lord told St. Faustina that this prayer, the chaplet, is such a wonderful prayer. Just invoke God's help for any intention, large or small, right? So Lord, I pray for the continued healing and recovery of this young girl. And I now give to you everyone united with me. Lord, I give to you those right now who are traveling, those who are unemployed, those who are struggling financially. That mother contemplating taking the life of her child. Lord, stop that. That person who wants to hurt themselves is contemplating suicide. Pray against suicidal ideations. I pray for those who are sick, those who are addicted, those who are cohabitating, those in same-sex relationships. Lord, those in troubled marriages. I pray for the healing of those who've been abused. Lord, I pray for those approaching death, those who've gone before us. And I give to you the needs, the wants, the desires of everyone crying out to you. Thank you for your mercy. You said it's unfathomable. No mind, human or angelic, will ever be able to comprehend it, not through all eternity. So with that in mind, I pray, eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless, and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
St. Joseph,
pray for us.
St. Faustina,
pray for us.
St. John Paul II,
pray for us.
St. Peregrine,
pray for us.
St. Bonaventure,
pray for us.
St. Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
St. Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
And Lisa, who's listening in Massachusetts, she has a job interview tomorrow, and she's currently unemployed. Let's pray for her. And I want to pray for everyone that's on hold and everyone who's written to us. Let's continue to pray for one another. Stay with me. If you love angels, you'll love this.
Your daily dose of faith, hope, and charity. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, well, thanks for praying with me, and just thanks for joining me. I can't tell you how much I enjoy hanging out with you. And I mean that. It is a, work can be a four-letter word, right? It certainly can be if you hate your job. But I'll tell you, work's a three-letter word for me because it's joy. And to get paid for something you love, it is, it's great. And it just, I would do this, I hope I can do this as long as I possibly can, and just to be here with you. I love to be able to take a look at life and all that unfolds, whether it's in politics or whether it's in science or whether, You know, it's in economics, whether it's in the church, all through the eyes of our faith, right? And there are some realities that you'll never hear on your secular outlets if you tune into them, like the angels, right? Now, I want to talk about angels today. I didn't realize this, but my guests, Alfredo and Susan, they hail from Austin, Texas. I met Alfredo many years ago. I was asked to give a talk at a men's conference down there, and he picked me up at the airport, and we were just reminiscing. My cell phone went off. I set my cell phone for 3 p.m., the hour of power, the hour of divine mercy in which the Lord asked us, wherever you are. You know, so if I'm in the Eastern time zone or the Western time zone or in Africa, my cell phone will ring at 3 central, and that's the hour the Lord had told St. Faustina that we should, even for the briefest moment, he said to her, hey, if you can come and visit me in the Blessed Sacrament, do that. But if you can't, he first asked if she could pray the stations. If you can't do that, then visit me in the Blessed Sacrament. If you can't do that, then even for the briefest moment, he said, then just even the briefest moment, just meditate on my passion. So every day when my phone goes off, I meditate on the Lord's passion. And if I can, I stop right there and pray. So Alfredo picked me up and his phone rang. And then all of a sudden my phone rang and we both had our alarm set for divine mercy. And we prayed the chaplet, right? So pretty cool. Do that, okay? Because the chaplet is such an extraordinary prayer, and I'm here every day. Tell others about it, and let's build our spiritual family here. I didn't realize this. You know, Alfredo told me that he's now involved in the work of angels. He teaches a course on angels, and I would love to hear your stories today. I want to talk about angels. If you got questions regarding them, we'll be more than glad to talk about it. I've had several brushes with the angelic, and angels often come as mysterious messengers. Quite often you don't recognize that they are from the angelic world, but they often are. And some of these events are much more vivid and clear than others. So you never know when you're going to entertain an angel. Let me just say that to you. You never know when you're going to entertain the Lord. Faustina had the same encounter with Jesus when he came as a poor beggar, and she fed him one night, you know. But Faustina had many encounters with her guardian angel, both during mystical visions and in everyday circumstances. I was sharing with you before about her visits to heaven, to hell, and to purgatory, and it was often her angel that took her there. But St. Faustina, of course, you know, she was having these experiences in the 1930s and received several visions and messages from Jesus. And during those mystical visions, she was typically accompanied by a spirit, right? An angelic presence that stayed with her even after the vision of our Lord was completed. And you have an angel. You have a companion that is always with you, guarding you, guiding you, inspiring you, sent there for your journey through this life, you know? And I think we're going to be eternal friends in the next life. What also kind of bums me out a little bit is that he sees all the times that I'm not the saint I should be, you know? And I'm sure many a tear has been shed over me. He's probably saying, Drew, what is wrong with you, right? So be aware of that, you know, as you engage in whatever activity it might be that, you know, might not be right. Your angel is always with you. One day, St. Faustina was at adoration, and she said her spirit seemed to be dying for him, and she could no longer hold back the tears. And she said she saw a spirit of great beauty, and the spirit spoke these words to her. He said, "Don't cry." After a moment, I asked, "Who are you?" And he answered Faustina. He says, "I am one of the seven spirits who stand before the throne of God day and night and give him ceaseless praise." Yet the spirit, she said, didn't soothe my yearning, but aroused me even for greater longing for God. The spirit is very beautiful, and his beauty comes, she says, from this incredibly close union that the spirit has with God. The spirit did not leave me, she says, for a single moment, but accompanied me everywhere. She also wrote this in another entry. She said, Then I saw one of the seven spirits near me, radiant as at other times under the form of light. And I constantly saw him beside me. And I was riding on the train. I saw an angel standing on every church that we pass. I always thought that was so cool. You got to remember, the Blessed Sacrament is truly present, right? Christ is present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, in that tabernacle. Whenever I pass a church, I always pray. I always sign myself with the cross. Faustina had the blinders of this temporal realm lifted from her. She could see with the eyes of the next life, and she saw an angel. She's whipping down on this train, right? Standing on every church that we passed. She said, surrounded by light. And she saw this angel. She said, it was paler than that of the other spirit who accompanied me on the journey. And each of these spirits who were guarding the churches, they bowed their head to the spirit who was near me. So it's just so cool. I mean, she had many experiences, as I've said, you know, many, many experiences. But those two resonated with me in particular because she describes her guardian angel as a beautiful presence of light. I mean, so often people think of the devil as a red, you know, creature with a long tail and a pitchfork. They also think of angels as having these wings. The Catholic Church teaches that angels don't possess a body or really any, you know, type of physical form. They are by nature a pure spirit, right? Which means that they're naturally invisible to the eye. But I think there are times we can glimpse them. And I'm sure you probably had this experience. I know many people who've died or are on their deathbeds that were visited by it. My father had that same experience. He was dying. And as death was approaching, he woke up in the middle of the night and he saw an angelic being. It was sitting across a room from him, just emanating this light, just very peaceful. It filled him with great comfort. I believe it was his angel, the one that God assigned to him throughout life. Because my father also, very early in childhood, was visited. He described it as a wraith. The same thing. One time when he was a young boy, he woke up in his bed and he saw this angel rocking back and forth in the chair that was in his room. My father lived kind of a wild life. He fought in the Second World War and as I often share the story, he had his own struggles. But in the end, he had a profound conversion, spent the last two decades of his life using his skill as a broadcaster for God. He was one of the first Catholic radio programs in the nation and did so much for those who used to listen to him in the Philadelphia and the tri-state area. So God sends us these messages. I believe priests probably have more. I think if you're given a special mission, and I'll ask Alfredo about that, if you're given a special mission in life, does God give you more than one angel for your task? You can join us, of course, 888-914-9149. But Alfredo, fill me in, because I see you both are wearing these beautiful shirts. You are dedicated now to the angels.
Yes.
I didn't see this last time you were around. So fill me in on your journey. I mean, what happened, and why are the angels such a big part of your life now?
Well, a few years ago, I was blessed with the opportunity to meet a great priest from an order called Opus Sanctorum Angelorum, The Work of the Holy Angels. His name was Father Wolfgang Seitz, and he is obviously an evangelist for trying to instill and recultivate a devotion to the angels within the church. And so he suggested that Susan and I undertake a year-long consecration to our guardian angel.
Wow.
And I was pretty hesitant because, you know,
I'm
a busy guy, you know.
I get you.
And I was like, oh, I don't know. But then he said something that I found that really resonated with me. He goes, you know, Alfredo, the angels were good enough for the Holy Family. The angels are probably good enough for you.
Wow.
And that really touched me. And I thought about that. I'm like, okay, because Susan was very excited about doing it. I was more hesitant. But then I thought, okay, well, this will be a nice thing for her and I to do together. As husband and wife, every day we'll sit there and go through the consecration process. It's like I said, it's a year-long process. But no way could I have ever imagined how fruitful and how profoundly that would impact my faith life. I'd always desired to have some sort of relationship with my angel, with my guardian angel. But I was ignorant and unaware and, to put it bluntly, also maybe a little afraid to even approach my angel. And so I thought, well, maybe if I can at least get this out of this process, that'll be a good thing. And I got that and more. One of the things that really, as we're going through the consecration process, you read a series of, they call them letters. So there's a letter for each month that focuses on a certain aspect of angelology and also just of spiritual growth and spiritual life.
Right.
And There's a maxim that really speaks to how the angels and the demons both work. It says, angels only go where they are invited. Demons go where they are not resisted.
Ah,
so
fascinating.
It's an important thing because they're both.
Gotta jot that down.
Yeah, they're both, you know, highly powerful, highly intellectual beings. But one, just like the Lord, respects our free will. The angel. And will only come to us when we ask for their help, because otherwise they're going to let us, you know, they'll do their best. They'll try to guide and do whatever, but and they'll provide grace, but they want to be invited because they respect our free will, just like, just as the Lord does. Who doesn't respect our free will? Satan.
Yeah.
It's subjugation, it's intimidation, and it is damnation.
Yeah.
So they'll do anything they can, and they'll you know, it's like these hackers.
Yeah.
They'll look for any weakness to get in there and to hack your soul.
Wow.
To hack your soul straight to hell. And so if we keep that in mind, if we keep in mind, well, then if I have this guardian angel, I should get to know him. And I should get to not just to know him, but to understand why this incredible gift was given to me. Because think about this. Here is a being, a pure, holy, powerful, incredible creation of God, whose mission is me. Mm.
Wow.
Whose mission is my sanctity and my salvation. You know, for those of us who have seen the old movie, the Terminator,
yep.
You know, there's that scene where he's like, he'll never stop. You know, he doesn't sleep. He doesn't eat. He just keeps coming. Well, and that's often how we view, you know, the demonic, right? They don't sleep. They're constantly at us. But the other person, the other one who doesn't sleep is our angel.
Yeah.
He's ever at the guard, ever at the ready. But he's waiting for us to invite him in. So is, I think, the third month of that consecration process. I, for the benefit of your listeners, I lived a very secular, hedonistic, terrible life for about six, for, you know, from the age of 15 to the age of 31. I had long hair, I had piercings. You know, I was a disaster in a lot of ways. But from the outside, I was living the life that the world desires.
Yep.
I traveled. I had, you know, had money, drove nice vehicles, so forth and so on. But I knew how hollow I was inside every time when I'd be in bed. And by God's grace, you know, I came back to the church. But one of the things that happened is, and I don't know if this happens to you, Drew, or others, but I have heard it in other people, is I have, you know, still these memories and these things that come to mind from that time period. And there was one in particular that would always come forth like clockwork during the consecration. And what would I do? Boom, here comes this sinful memory.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there praying and I'm asking God, I'm trying, you know, so I'm instead of being able to enjoy this beautiful moment in the Mass, the pinnacle of the Mass, the consecration, I'm in this struggle with this sinful memory.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that that they mentioned in that letter was how the angels interact with us and how demons interact with us. Because it's through our intellect, because, you know, it's through our mind and our emotions. But we have higher faculties and we have lower faculties. Our emotions are a lower faculty. Our intellect and our faith are higher faculties. Our angels deal with us through our higher faculties and our reason. Demons deal with us through our lower faculties.
Our emotions.
And also they'll try to dredge up memories and things like that. But one of the things that they mentioned in there, which I found interesting, was they said, look, if you have a particular memory that bothers you, that, you know, haunts you, for lack of a better term, ask your angel to purify that memory. Huh. And so the next time I was at Mass, like clockwork, that memory appeared right at the consecration. And just like in desperation, I just said, my dear guardian angel, please purify this memory.
Yeah.
And in an instant, Drew, it was gone.
Wow.
Never to bother me again. This was,
wow,
what, 4 years ago now? Mm-hmm. 3 or 4 years ago.
Wow.
And you got to understand, that memory for me was like the hemorrhaging for the woman in Scripture.
Yeah, yeah.
I had suffered with that for years,
yeah,
tormented with it. And in an instant, it was gone. And that,
wow, that's the really lesson changed of the day. That's the lesson, yeah, of the day. That's
amazing. But that shows, sure, you the power if we just ask our angel for help.
Yep.
And that began where I began being much more serious in my endeavor to cultivate that relationship with that holy being, and also to be how I could use my angel and also be of service to God and His church through the help of my angel as well. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of the beginning for me.
Well, I'll tell you what, hold the thought. I'm going to take a short pause. When we come back, if you want to get in, you have a question, a comment, a story, an experience, we're going to talk angels today. The number is 888-914-9149. And I'm joined by Alfredo and his wife. Alfredo teaches a course on the angels, and we'll share more. Stay with us. There's more right after this.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
Connecting you to the true, good, and beautiful.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, thanks for joining me. I'll grab your call if you're on hold. Alfredo and Susan will be here for a little while. We'll carry this conversation on. If you're just joining us, we're taking a look at the angelic today. And I don't know if you've ever felt somebody near you. You ever feel a presence, a spirit, you know? Could it be your guardian angel? I really believe God has given us multiple missions in life. And I've been given several already. When I look back over the course of my life, I realize, oh, the Lord wanted me to do this. He wanted me to do that. Here I am today. Who knows what the future holds for me? But there were times in my life where I should have been killed. And I'm alive today only by God's providence. And I really, I have to credit my angel for those. These wonderful angelic beings, these guardians that God has sent to us. And I think rare is it that the person who has not encountered that, the protection, the presence, the guardianship. And I think it's a mercy of God too. I think angels are such a gift for us, and yet we forget them. And normally around October, the Feast of the Guardian Angels, I'm all into my angel again. And I start talking to him and praying to him and asking for intercession. The rest of the year, he's totally forgotten. It's terrible. And I often say, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry, I really am. So I've really tried to, on a daily basis, to not only with my consecration to the Blessed Mother, but I try to invoke the great Archangel Michael on a daily basis, but also my personal angel. And I think it would do you well. It's good to have you with us today, Alfredo. Thanks for being in here. Alfredo teaches a course on angels, and we'll take a couple of your calls today. If you want to join us, 888-914-9149. Dawn is listening in Rhode Island. Dawn, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Drew. I'm calling in. I'm a fellow member of the Opus Sanctorum Angelorum.
I can't say
enough and speak enough of how beautiful the charism is surrounding the holy angels and especially our guardian angel. I'm consecrated to my holy guardian angels and all the angels and part of the confraternity, so I'm very grateful. But I just wanted to comment in thanksgiving for this topic, because it helped me immeasurably on my spiritual journey, but also it's deepened my conversion with God and the Holy Mother Church, and appreciation for everything that God has bestowed on us as Catholics and faithful people. And I couldn't do it without my guardian angel. I just see the hand of the holy angels in my life.
Wow.
And I can't go a day without calling upon them in prayer. You know, I say specific prayer to have them surround me, to go ahead of my conversations, to go ahead of all the works that I do during the day, my job, with my family, and just very instrumental in everything I do. And I see the result, the fruits of consecration to the guardian angel and angels, that I recommend it to everybody, and especially to parents with small children. Had I had the hindsight and knew about that you could do this, I would have done it with all of my children when they were little. So now I'm a grandmother. I have 5 children. They're all grown. So I'm trying to encourage them to do something like that, you know, to That's be great. Open to their holy angels. And
well, Dawn,
thank you very much.
I'm grateful that you called, you know, and it brings a memory back to me. You know, when I was young in grade school, my father every morning would have us all pray the prayer to St. Michael the Archangel before we left for protection. And I think it's such a great idea to invoke not just the Archangel Michael, but our personal angels throughout the day. And I'm glad that you are helping to spread devotion to it. Now, Fredo, I'll let you respond.
Well, Don, thank you so much for the call and also for what you do in spreading this beautiful devotion to the angels. I wanted to, about your children and, the idea of kind of like a lost opportunity when they were younger.
Yeah.
But that opportunity is still there.
Yep.
You know, you're still alive and kicking, and so are they. And so, and you mentioned you have grandchildren. You know, this is...
Yeah, I have one grandchild far. Grandchild. I can't wait.
Well, may God bless
you. Maybe that's prophetic. Who knows?
Exactly. Well, yeah, exactly. Who knows?
We'll see.
But, you know, I'll say this, and I'm sure as you know, I mean, the beautiful thing about the angels is they are everywhere. And they're with your children still. They're with your grandchild. Yep. They're with you. And as I mentioned to Drew earlier, you know, they desire nothing more than your sanctity and your salvation and those of your family. So as much as you desire for that for your children, they desire it even more. And that's a good reminder for us, because they, out of love of God and out of love of you, will give everything they have for you and continue to do so as long as we continue to be open to that call, continue to be open to that grace, and continue to cultivate that relationship. And may God bless you for doing so and for the consecration process you've gone through.
Yep.
And thank you for your call.
All right, Dawn.
And thank you for everything you're doing. God bless you all. Well, thank you.
God bless you. All right, we'll go to our next call, Queens, New York. Araceli is there. Araceli, good afternoon. Good to have you with us.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. Actually, I'm just calling because I am so moved by hearing Alfredo say, talk about his guardian angel, how he asked his guardian angel to purify one of his memories. I instantly was like, I said it instantly, because I have this painful memory that just keeps reoccurring, and it doesn't matter how much I pray that I've even been doing the Marian Dua of not novena, because it's so bad, this memory. Yes. And I know God has forgiven me, but for whatever reason, I can't forgive myself.
I know.
And I could be sitting down watching TV in church. It doesn't matter. This memory creeps up anywhere and just brings me to tears instantly. So I'm so grateful that I was actually hearing this, because I need this. And I do ask St. Faustina to lift the veil so I can see my guardian angel, because I know he's there.
Beautiful.
thank you.
Oh, yes. And, I could hear, your voice trembling, and that's exactly how I was. I share that story not to like, oh my gosh, look at this, thing. I share it because I want you to understand that love of God comes through you, through a person, your angel. Whenever God, what is an angel? He's God's messenger. What is God's message? His message is he loves you. And so that love comes through your angel. And what's beautiful about this, though, is, whenever that memory comes up, just remind yourself one thing. You are not that.
Yeah.
Amen. I am not that. I am the beloved of my Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I am worth so much that he died for me and would do so again. I am worth so much he gave me this incredible gift of a guardian angel. And the only person who wants you to wallow in that sin and wallow in that memory is Satan, and we all know where he's headed. So don't worry about him, and may God bless you and your angel.
Araceli, have you gone to confession for whatever it was that you did that seems to haunt you?
So many times that the priest was like, okay, you can't confess it anymore.
Well, I love it then. All right, you're right. The hardest person to forgive is ourselves, and you've got to do that. And I think you're afraid of so many people who've done horrible things. They're well aware of the offenses and the way they offend again. I think of so many women who have made the mistake of having an abortion.
Sure.
And so often they're pressured or not thinking right or whatever the situation might be. And those memories can come back and pierce the conscience and wring the heart as well. But this is such a beautiful prayer that you've pointed out.
Amen.
To pray. And if you're in those moments, whatever it is, ask your angel to purify that moment. And then turn to God and know how much he loves you. If you've confessed whatever it was, know you are forgiven, all right? And accept that and then forgive yourself. All right, I only have a few seconds on this side of the clock. If you're on hold, stay with me. I'll continue the conversation. I'll get you on the other side. We'll pick you up there, and we'll talk more. My guest today is Alfredo and Susan Navarez. They are good friends. I met Alfredo years ago as I was giving a talk down in Texas for a men's conference, and he now is teaching courses on angels, and I said, what's new with you? And he told me, and I said, well, we got to talk about it. So when we come, we'd love to hear from you. If you've got a question, if you have a story, if you want to join the conversation, the number here is 888-914-9149. You can get on that. And Alfredo, is there a special prayer that you like to the angels?
Well, the guardian angel prayer, and it's a simple little prayer. You know, angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here. Ever this day be at my side to light and guard, to rule and guide. And then there's one addition. Take me by the hand. I promise docile obedience to your guidance that I may attain eternal happiness. Amen.
Great prayer. Maybe we'll get that posted on our Twitter page. Patrick, if you can get that up, put it on Twitter for us, that'd be great. All right. Your news and headlines are straight ahead. I'll be back on the other side. It'll only be a minute or two. All right. And then our conversation will continue. Stay with me.